Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We often talk about the importance of STEM education to our state's economic prospects, but our next guest will argue that education in the arts is just as important. And to emphasize that point, this year his public school is celebrating its 25th year. Dr. Cedric Adderley is president of the South Carolina Governor's School for the Arts and Humanities, and he joins us by phone now from the campus in Greenville, South Carolina. Cedric, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's good to be with you.
So give us, first of all, a brief history and overview of your school.
Sure. The Governor's School for the Arts and Humanities is an outgrowth of a summer program that started on the campus of Furman University. The residential high school was founded in 1999 with a class of 112 11th graders, and our first graduates walked across the stage in 2001. So with the 25th graduating class doing the same in May of this year, it's certainly a cause for celebration with our 25th anniversary. We started out with five art areas of creative writing, dance, drama, music, and visual arts. And I'm pleased to announce that we now have film as our sixth area of focus on the campus for our students, both in our summer programs as well as for the residential high school.
And congratulations, by the way, on 25 years. That's quite an accomplishment.
It is quite an accomplishment. We're very pleased to have been delivering some really high-quality artistic and academic programs over the years. We've been able to change with the times of arts education and the arts industry. And yearly, we have about $25 million in artistic and academic scholarships offered to our students. So we've been really pleased to be able to have a huge return on investment for what the state invests in the Governor's School and our students.
And so speaking of that, there is no cost then for children to enter your school?
That is true. There's no tuition whatsoever. Much in the same way for the residential high school, a student may have to pay for their meals at their traditional school. There's a cost for the meal plan, but other than that, our programs are completely free because we are a public school. Oftentimes, individuals think that we're a private school because we're here in Greenville and we're residential, but we're indeed very much a public school open to every student throughout the state of South Carolina.
And now you briefly touched on the economic impact, but have studies been done on the importance of art education here in our state?
Absolutely. Studies both within the state and nationwide have been done on arts education. The arts in South Carolina play a really important role in the state's economy, as well as in the cultural identity and education of citizens of all ages. The arts-related sector generates about $14 billion annually. And supports well over 100,000 jobs in our state. And that says a lot about contributing to the state's tax revenue, but also about the experiences and artistic traditions and all that extends the culture of South Carolina among our communities, and also has a huge impact on our state's tourism industry.
And so other than maybe a child riding to school with their parent, listening to this program, might find out about your school this way. How do kids find out about you and learn about the possibilities of enrolling?
Well, we've been really pleased to have a great reception throughout the school districts in the state with our recruiters that tour all of our school districts in all 46 counties. And we're just pleased to have a warm reception throughout the state as we've grown to be considered more partners with schools throughout the state so that we can deliver our programs to our students.
Now, I'm just going to guess that this being your 25th year anniversary of the school, there are some activities planned to celebrate?
Absolutely. We've had well over 100 performances and events scheduled throughout the year because this is a year-long celebration. Coming up for the remainder of this year, we've got drama performances on the campus and downtown in Greenville. We've got music performances, visual art presentations, and one of the highlights of the spring semester will be a gala at the Weston Poinsett Hotel in downtown Greenville. It is indeed a fundraiser, but we certainly want individuals not simply in the Greenville community, but all over the state to come and visit with us and celebrate all that we've done over the course of the last 25 years. So it's a full calendar of events. We have a number of alumni guest artists, both that are still with us in the state of South Carolina, but many of them have developed international reputations in the arts, and they'll be joining us as well throughout the year.
Well, Cedric, congratulations again on the anniversary, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Dr. Cedric Adderley is president of the South Carolina Governor's School for the Arts and Humanities in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the school's webpage posted at ours so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.